The Utility Service Board has voiced its support for a water quality initiative by the Friends of Lake Monroe. The nonprofit Friends of Lake Monroe is applying for a grant to develop a watershed management plan for the lake. The creation of a watershed coordinator position is part of the plan. Sherry Mitchell Brucker is a hydrologist and founder of the Friends of Lake Monroe. Brucker talked to the Utility Service Board about what positive results could come from having a watershed management plan for the lake.
So short-term outcomes would be a roadmap for reducing sediment and nutrient loading, raising public awareness of the need to protect Lake Monroe water quality, identifying funding streams for implementation of nutrient and sediment reduction measures, and a closer collaboration between counties, municipalities, and government agencies.
Brucker said in the long term, she hopes to see increased water clarity, less severe algal blooms, reduced disinfectant byproducts, and improved taste and odor. She also expects to see a decrease in the public expense of treating the lake water. Board member Jean Kapler asked Brucker just how much that expense could be reduced by implementing a watershed management plan.
Are you aware of any data from other communities that could give us an idea of, like, are we talking a little bit of a reduction in cost, a more substantial reduction? Do we have a sense of that?
Well, I don't have that kind of data. Mm-hmm. I haven't really looked into that in detail. What I often talk about is the cost of not doing anything, mm-hmm. because as you move forward, these problems tend to get worse, not better. Mm-hmm. And so we do have examples of communities in Ohio that have had to spend millions of dollars, have had losses of millions of dollars because of the algae. Mm-hmm. Can't drink the water, can't recreate in the water, tourism goes down. So we are trying to be proactive about this, mm-hmm. and not get into a situation where we have a crisis, but work on this mm-hmm. early as we can.
Utilities Director Vic Kelson added that at the moment, water quality issues are manageable, but he says that could change over the next decade. He said the watershed management plan could result in, quote, a cost avoidance rather than a cost reduction. Kelson explained CBU's involvement with the Friends of Lake Monroe thus far and why he thinks the initiative is worth supporting.
Our main activity with regards to this has been providing data, and we see this as an opportunity for us to get involved in watershed management or involved in source water protection without having to take on the whole burden of taking care of the lake.
Brucker told the board she's garnered support from other area organizations as well.
This is a list of the people who have so far given us support. It includes the Monroe County Stormwater Board, the County Council, Commissioners, Environmental Commissions of the City and the County, City Council, the Mayor, Brown County Commissioner, City of Nashville.
The federal grant dollars come from the EPA and are passed through Indiana's Department of Environmental Protection. But the grant requires local buy-in in the form of local match money. The board conditionally approved allocating $37,500 as part of the required match. In addition, they've committed $9,000 worth of testing services and office space for the watershed coordinator once that position is created.